Hi, this is Dick from Eel. And if you're not listening to the grilling guys and following Bob's instructions, you're losing out, buddy.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys each and every Saturday morning. We've moved the show south. The Spartan Mobile Studios are in Battle Creek at Arcadia Ales, and the chef just threw down some of the barbecue and the appetizers, and I just had a jalapeno smoke bomb, he calls it, and my mouth is on fire. Bob, take over, Bubby. I can't. I've got a mouthful of brisket. Okay. This dude, this chef here, Jeff, he's just one of several chefs here. He's the sous chef, but if the sous chef is that good, I can't wait to meet the chef. Yes, that is some picture-perfect brisket. I know we've got Rob Russell on the line right now, and we're going to buzz out to our favorite cowboy in Topeka, Kansas, that I will be hunting with in a week. What's up, Robbie?
Hey, those deer are going crazy over here. My neighbor called me last night, and he said, how many deer do you want? They're right in the back. You know that pool that's over there? He said, they're right in my backyard. I said, save them. Got a couple guys coming down to hunt them. Don't be shooting those deer.
Well, you know, Max just sent me a picture. He already tagged a nice buck down in South Carolina, but we're excited. Yeah. We're talking with Rob Russell from Ace of Hearts Barbecue Specialties, our proud anchor sponsor of the show. And Rob and I travel the country teaching barbecue, and Rob's also going to host me for a hunting trip that Jop and I took last year. And Jop's got a new job, so he can't go, so Max is going to fill in for him. But we want to talk a little bit right now with Mr. Russell, because he's always got so many great secrets for us. You dug up another recipe for us.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you, you know, if you're looking for good recipes, this is the way I do it. I'll hunt recipes, but you got to cook them, because some of those recipes out there on the internet are, you know, just not foolproof. And that's what I do. I find recipes from people over the United States. You know, like Bob, even our barbecue classes, there's guys out there that have great recipes and love to share them with you. And that's kind of what I like to do.
Uh-huh. I'm just having a lot of fun here watching Jop. We just had some smoked jalapenos with goat cheese in them wrapped in bacon. This guy knows how to smoke down here. Rob, I'm going to bring you here next time you're in Michigan, because you got to hook up with these boys. They're right up your Kansas aisle. This is your place. But Jop's dying over here. He ate a jalapeno, and his skirt has totally went up over his head.
down to eat a minnow.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? The red wine would put the fire out. My friend Tim Surprise here, the proprietor here at the brewery, just brought me the next flavor of the hour. And
looks like a nut brown.
I don't care what it is. It's wet and cold, and it's putting the fire out. So it's fantastic. But what kind of recipe you got for us, Rob?
Well, which one? We were talking about the... I sent you two in. I didn't know which one you wanted to focus on today.
Go ahead. Take your pick.
Well, I was thinking maybe the salmon.
Okay. Yeah, actually, our producer here brought us some steelhead salmon today with him, so we're going to be throwing that on the grill later. So that'd be great. Let's talk about some salmon.
Oh, you know what? What I'd really, really talk about? I'd really, really talk about that elk recipe.
Yeah, let's do the elk, because we're all elked up right now.
Are you guys?
We got alcohol.
You guys, if you're shooting an elk, you're traveling. There's none up north there, is there? Don't you have to go west?
Yeah, we've got a lot of elk in Michigan, actually. But go ahead, bud.
Okay. Well, that elk recipe, and I'm not going to go through all the ingredients, but I tried that elk recipe. Now I sent it to you. It should be on your website by now. And I'm going to tell you, elk is a very, very lean meat. So you have to be really, really careful with it. It is probably some of the best eating meat that you can eat. I mean, even the elk jerky it's completely different than like beef jerky or deer jerky. And elk's got a wonderful flavor, but the key to it is you don't want to overcook it, because it has no marbling at all, and it will dry out so fast that you can run a great piece of elk steak, I mean, just quickly. So
what are you going to put in it?
On the elk?
Yep.
Well, I don't have the recipe right in front of me, so
Okay.
Kind of caught me. Caught me off guard.
When I do any kind of venison, elk, moose, and I've actually never grilled moose, but when I do elk or venison, I'm going to make sure that I saute that a little bit. I'm going to marinate it, and I'm going to have a lot of oil with it because even though that olive oil smokes everything up, it just helps you get a really nice sheen on that searing and lock in that juice. And I'm probably going to do it, no offense to you and your good one, but I'm probably going to do those steaks on my tech because I want to do them really quick. I want to make sure they're nice and juicy.
I agree with that completely, Bob. You know, you do those, you do that elk steak, you know, really fast. But if you get into an elk roast, what you want to do is, a lot of times I like to sear that in. But you know, when I get my good one out, is when I'm going to wrap that elk up, put a little wine in it, maybe just a little Worcester, and I'm going to wrap that elk up in oil, and I'm going to throw it on a good one. I'm going to slow cook it just like you would a brisket. And it's going to hold those juices in, and it's going to hold all that flavor in. And, you know, that's, you know, when you get into your bigger steaks, I mean, like your medallions or your back straps, you know, you'd never want to do that with a back strap or a loin.
Well, I'll tell you what, next Saturday I'll be seeing you, or next Sunday, we'll have some back straps by Monday night. How about that?
Hey, that sounds good. And you know what? I have some anyway. You remember my friend Ed that had the stroke that can't walk?
Yes, I do.
I've been dragging him down there in the bottom of that valley and putting him in a ground blind, and he finally got him a little buck the other day, and he was so happy.
Oh, man, that's so cool. That's just a labor of love right there, taking somebody out in a wheelchair. Listen, dude, thanks so much for calling in, and I'll wait for that recipe to come up, and we'll put it on the website, and I will be seeing you next week.
I'll be waiting on you, buddy.
All right, man. Thanks a lot. That was Rob Russell from Ace of Hearts Barbecue, the good one, Three Little Pigs. He is a champion cooker and travels the country teaching people peace, love, and barbecue. We're the Grilling Guys here. Jop, what you got?
I got a mouth that's finally cooling down a little bit. I put out some of that fire with that nut brown ale, but I'm telling you what, that little smoke bomb that he pulled off the grill, and that's a regular item on their menu down here, and he's got some brisket over there, some just fantastic smoked pork with chocolate on the outside. You wouldn't believe that. So you got to get down here to Arcadia Ales in downtown Battle Creek. We've moved the Spartan Studios down here. Coming up next, we've got a little bit more about our fall grilling in Michigan. We're going to touch base on that fresh steelhead that we talked about. So we're the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
No more sunny days. She left and took the colors with her, buried in her grave. This is where we climbed the tower. This is where she fell.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.